Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less.
Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business.
Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marco Russell here. Welcome to the School of Client Attraction.
And today we're going
to
do an interview with Shannon, who's absolutely amazing, and she's absolutely crushing. And she's going to walk through how she was actually experiencing the revenue roller coaster and how she was able to escape it, and now her revenue continues to grow every single month. Let's jump into it. Our president of communications here, Rochelle Shaw, she's doing this interview, and she's amazing at interviewing, so she's going to pull out all the good. So get your pen and paper ready, and let's get to it.
Hey, it's Rochelle again, senior director of communications here at CAU, Client Attraction University. Yes, and we are here today chatting with Shannon Anderson, one of our clients, asking her about her success in the program and really just finding more about what she liked, how she found Markwell, what's her journey been. And it's, I'm telling you, if you have one that you want to watch, you want to sit down for this one. So, Shannon, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Shannon Posh Anderson. I'm a best-selling author, coach, speaker, executive producer, and a publisher.
There we go. It's like, and.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, we love all of that. You know, when you're a boss, let them know. Let them know everything that you do. Let them know everything. Shannon, so I know that you've got so much going on. You're executive producing, a movie about your life is coming out, the published author, you just got so much going on. Why did you think that you wanted to kind of put some stuff online, and what attracted you to Markwell?
Well, several reasons. I knew that I was already coaching people, inspiring people. So I was like, after I released my book, people were like, how did you do it? So that's kind of how the coaching started. And then the publishing company started because people were like, well, I need to publish. So the publishing company kind of started from default. But my whole brand is about my life. So my whole brand is my life story. So I help other people to share their life stories, especially when you've been through a life story like mine. You know, I talk about my journey of how I went from stripping to striving and how I was able to like totally transform my life. So, you know, people were asking, how can I do the same? And that's pretty much how that came to be. Now, as far as working with Markwell, he's a homeboy. You know, I mean, I'm from Atlanta. He's from Atlanta. So when I saw him, I was like, okay. So, you know, I have a real, you know, just that Atlanta flavor, first of all. And I could tell he was from the streets. I was from the streets. He transformed his life. I transformed mine. And it just was like peanut butter and jelly. You know?
It all made sense.
It just made sense. Yeah. So I love that.
Well, what made you say you wanted to go and really leverage the internet for all of your coaching and training?
Well, it just kind of happened that way. So when I released my book, I used the internet to sell the book. So I didn't do a lot of in-person type of things. I chose to really learn how to use the internet to really build my brand, build my story, sell my books, and get on more platforms that way. And I don't really know exactly how that happened. I think I came across another coach initially, our Periscope, and then it just started snowballing from there. So if you remember Periscope, then you know that was the new wave at the time. And so I just kind of jumped on that wave and just went on forward.
Sure. So I know that using those like Periscope and even now with most of social media, the one challenge that I think that it brings is that there's no real consistency, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of like you can put it out there, but you really don't know what's coming back. Whereas with using CAU, that's kind of different. So did you find that to be your experience too?
Oh, absolutely. I didn't know how to really structure it and make it consistent. So, you know, me and Andre talk about this all the time. I'm a hustler, right? So, you know, you're just in hustle mode. Like, I know how to do this and bring in clients and stuff like that. But having the actual structure and a system behind it, you know, and I talked to Andre about that too. You know, coming from a hustler mentality to a CEO mentality, there's a transformation that has to happen, right? So a lot of us start out in hustle mode, but in order to really build an empire, you need structure and system. So that's why I wanted to get into CAU.
You know, I agree with you 100%. Like I tell people all the time, you know, you can hustle to six figures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can hustle to mid six figures, you know, to a couple hundred thousand, to 20 G's a month. You can do that hustle. Mm-hmm. But really to get it to $100,000 a month consistently over and over, like you
that's the big leagues right there, honey. Yes, you need a staff, a team, a structure, a system.
Absolutely.
Consistency. So
absolutely. It can't be the hustle. Like it's like always like you leave so much money on the table if you don't have that structure in the system. So I am a structure systems person. So like when I see folks, I go, ooh, okay, so then what? And they go, no, I'm just do this. Okay, but wait. Yeah.
And that's why I can go back to the hood and still see the hustlers. I'm like, you still in the hood. Like, you get what I'm saying? So hustling can only take you so far. And then you always giving a different experience every time. Every time I go to McDonald's, I need the same experience. I don't care if I'm in America or Japan, right? So that's,
I want the same French fries.
So that's where that being able to duplicate yourself and have the structure and the systems is necessary to take it to seven figures.
I got it. So, you know, since you do have such a unique experience, let me ask you this. And we didn't prep before, so if it's out of bounds, just tell me it's out of bounds. But as a former hustler, right? Mm-hmm. How, like, were you against the structure at first? Like when you saw it, did you go straight through the program and immediately adapt, or did you have pushback?
No, I adapted only because I had been trying to deny it for 3 years. Like I've been on this roller coaster for about 3 years.
Got it.
So I was just to the point where I was like, okay, I've tried it that way, and I see that I'm going to stay on this roller coaster if I don't get some additional help. So initially, if I had not gone through the 3 years of the struggle, I would have hit this and be like, oh no, I'm not cleaning up my back office. I know how to put it out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you mean I need a funnel? Like, so because of the struggle and knowing that, and just kind of learning the stuff bits and pieces here and there, right? It just was not working and panning out. So I said, I need to get with one person with one consistent message, with one coach who has one consistent structure, rather than taking from this coach and that coach and this coach and then trying to band-aid it all together. And it was just a mess. So
yeah.
So
no, we found that too, you know, and I've been in this game over 20 years. So
older.
We'll say older, right?
You find my wine, honey. Yes.
And that is exactly what I think that the struggle is that there's so many pieces and there's so many people out there that teach, and you know, there's no shade, there's no judgment, there's no anything, right? Uh-huh. However, I don't think there's anybody that teaches it from this is how you start.
Yeah, all the way through and the, what do I want to say? He goes to like deep down into your business. So it's just not, you know, like on the surface, right? So he actually makes you think and sit. Like I just had a call with Andre today and I was just like, I have more digging to do, you know? Yeah. So, but that's what I need. You know, even as business owners, we're constantly telling our clients that, you know, they need to snatch off the Band-Aid. So you guys are helping me snatch off my Band-Aid, right, so that I can get better. And I'm just like, oh, I'm bleeding over here. But But I know that it's all for my good, and I cannot wait until I really see the full results, you know, because I've only been in it like 2 months now. So
yeah, well, but tell us about your results thus far. How's it going?
Well, so far I have done a little over $10,000. So within, I say, the first 45 days, you know, I said I wanted to really come out and really get into the system, launch my ads as quickly as possible. So I did that in about 5 weeks or so. And then the next week and a half is when I was just like running it up. So I've done a little over 10K, you know, within the 60 days. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you know, the transition is, it is tough. And I don't, you know, we all, even though we get frustrated, we do fall back on just the stuff that we know, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's just easier to not have to push through. So, you know, you're just showing how strong and what a badass you actually are. But sticking with it and just pushing through. And, you know, the one thing about it is that, and I tell everybody, is we don't take everybody. You know, if you're just trying to make money, we are not the program for you.
Yeah.
You know, we really want you to have an amazing story like you do and showing just an amazing transformation. So can you tell everybody just a little bit about your story and what you've done to kind of transform your life?
So, well, I grew up in an abusive home, alcoholic father, beat my mother regularly, was sexually abused at 11, went into adult entertainment. I was working at Magic City at 14. And so people are like, what? How in the world did that happen? You got to get the book. And so, you know, just my journey from the age of 14 to 25, I was in adult entertainment, you know, traveling the country. I then started doing men's magazines. So I was a cover girl several years, on the cover of a lot of men's magazines, sold out all over the world, traveled the world doing that. And what I saw was, you know, people saw me as this glamorous girl living this big life, but I was so broken, you know, but I always knew, and I always heard God tell me there's something bigger. You're going to help a lot of people. So around 25, I got married. And since then, I've been raising my kids, divorced now, but been raising my kids. And so in 2015, I was in a car accident. I was in the music industry for a little while. My manager died in a car accident. I watched him take his last breaths, had to find his body and everything, like very traumatic. And then that's when God has said, it's time to go ahead and write the book. So I wrote the book, Stripper to Striver, and it was a hit. You know, people were just like, oh my gosh, this story is amazing. You're amazing, whatever. And then people were like, how do I share my story? And so that's when the ministry piece started to come in, because I don't just help people write books. I actually help them to heal and get them traumatic situations and stuff through their stories. So that's pretty much what it is. You know, I have so many clients that have powerful testimonies about how God has transformed their lives, the things that they've been through, and to be able to show them how to present themselves and go out and help others. I'm like, wow, I never thought in a million years I'd be in this position.
Yeah.
So I turned into a documentary, and so the documentary is coming out on all streaming platforms. So
that's exciting. That's exciting. Well, let me ask you, what's your favorite part of CAU? What's the part that you go, you know, without this piece, I don't think I would have like succeeded?
Definitely the coaching calls, you know, having four of them and you can kind of pick and choose what I need at this particular time. That has been very, very helpful to just be able to get on the call, ask my questions. And if I can't get it answered, to have the option to have a one-on-one too. So,
yeah, I love that. Now that you've got, you know, your sales coming in, now that everything is going deeper and deeper and deeper, what do you have coming up for 2021?
Well, 2021, new book, of course, and the documentary. So I was, you know, going around shopping it to different networks, speaking to different networks and stuff like that. So I found a happy medium. So I'm going to start doing that. And then I'm going to also show people how they can take their stories and turn it into film and get on television too. So that's the next phase.
Yeah. Well, what's so great is that, you know, I tell people that you get famous way before you get rich, right?
Isn't that true? Yeah.
you are doing it exactly the right way. So that once your movie comes out, your funnels are set up so they know how to get paid, right?
That part.
You are just going to be fantastic. Well, geez, 2021, she's just going to crush it. And I am so excited for you. You are doing great work. You are doing much needed work that people are there and they need you. So keep at it, and we'd love to help. And if there's anything else, of course, you know, just reach out. Thank you, everybody, for your time.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.